Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, Week 10 against the Philadelphia Eagles saw the return of Clay Matthews after a month's absence due to his surgically repaired broken thumb. But it wasn't the Clay Matthews we're used to seeing thanks to that big club on his right hand. Let's take a closer look at just how difficult it is to play outside linebacker with one arm. By my unofficial count, Matthews played about two-thirds of the defensive snaps. But early on in the game, the Eagles were still showing him the respect that he usually gets when he takes the field. Here's the Eagles' first touchdown, and you'll see Matthews lined up here. Both the tackle and the running back are going to double-team him on the pass rush. And he's not quite able to get there as Foles releases the ball, and we all know what happens, the deflection, the catch, and the Eagles have a 7-0 lead. But as the game went on, the Eagles did not need to double-team Matthews because he was just having a little too much trouble with that club. A little later in the first quarter, here's a simple running play to LeSean McCoy coming towards Matthews. Now watch as Matthews tries to disengage from the offensive lineman. He's only able to use one arm. He can't quite get away, and instead of a tackle for loss, McCoy has a 4-yard gain. In the second quarter, here's another example of how difficult it is for Matthews to disengage from the offensive lineman using only one arm. As he tries to attack, he's pushing, he can't get away. And then the offensive lineman locks him up and finishes him off as Nick Foles scrambles for 9 yards. You can see in that sequence how Matthews can't get any leverage with his right arm, and as a result, he can't get away from the offensive lineman. Early in the second half, the Eagles get another long touchdown pass, in part because the one-arm Matthews can't do his thing. This looks like a double team, but it won't be. It'll be Matthews against the tackle. And watch again as Matthews pretty much just uses his left arm. He's getting no leverage with his right arm. And the pass gets away for a touchdown to Riley Cooper. If Matthews has both arms, he might be able to push the tackle right back into the quarterback, and the pass is never thrown. But we'll never know. That club makes it difficult to tackle as well. As we'll see here in the fourth quarter, Matthews beats the block of the tight end to get into the backfield for a shot at McCoy. But with only one arm to get him, he can't get him down. And instead of about 3rd and 6, it's 3rd and 2 for Philadelphia. And they eventually get that first down and run out the rest of the clock. Now, Matthews did his job a number of times in this game, particularly setting the edge against the run and allowing his teammates to make the play. But as far as tackles for loss, quarterback hits and sacks, all those things we're used to seeing, it just wasn't there for Matthews. Now, as the weeks go on, Matthews is hoping the club can keep getting smaller and smaller, and he'll get more accustomed to playing with it so that he can get back to being the Clay Matthews of old. The team and the defense certainly need him. Thanks for watching, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.